Cock the Roach by Kornay Chukovsky. Part 1. Bears went to the hike, a-riding on a bike. Then came Tom the Cat, back to front he sat. Spry mosquitoes drifted by in a big balloon on high. Lobsters looked like shrimps on a dog that limps. Wolves were mounted on a horse. Lions drove in cars, of course. Hares in pairs crammed in a tram. Toad rode on a broom. What a merry bunch. Ginger nuts they munch. Suddenly a titan crawls beneath the gate. Whiskers meant to frighten. Very stiff and straight. Cock the Roach, cock the Roach, cock the Roach the great. Sharp and loud his shout rings out while his whiskers wave about. Don't you worry, I shan't hurry, but I'll gulp and gobble you. That is true, oh, too true. There's no hope for you. Creatures rock and sway, fainting right away. Such a dreadful flight. Wolves eat wolves on sight. Poor old Uncle Cock gulps a frog in shock. And Mum Jumbo, all a shake, sits on a hedgehog by mistake. Only lobsters feel all right. In a pinch, they love a fight. It is true that back they wriggle, yet defiant whiskers wiggle. Let the tyrant fear, let the giant hear. Hey, you listen, we're proud too. We have whiskers just like you. We can shout out louder too. So, big whiskers, off with you. Having made that clear, all move to the rear. Then the hippo loudly hails, crocodiles and mighty whales. The knight who with his might will fight and put this horrid thing to flight shall find such favor in our eyes that two fat frogs shall be his prize, and we'll grant him a pine cone of number one size. We don't fear that monster. No, giants we can overthrow with our teeth, with our tusks, with our hooves we'll bring him low. What a bold and happy throng! To the fight they dash along. But when they see those whiskers wave, oh dear me, not a single beast is brave. Oh dear me! Over hill, over dale, through the woods they tear. Cock the Roach's whiskers gave them such a scare. To the scene the hippo came, and his face went red with shame. Hey, you bulls and rhinos there, don't you dare hide in your lair. Were you born with no horn? Toss him in the air. Bulls and rhinos say, don't blare. Please speak softly. Do take care. We would surely gore him sorely, but horns are dear like hide and hair, and who will pay for wear and tear? How they shake and quake underneath the hedge, by the swampy lake, every nerve on edge. Crocodiles in nettles hide their heads and skulk. In a ditch Mum Jumbo settles down to sulk. Creatures' teeth rattle, so great are their fears. Look at their shivering, quivering ears. Every monkey hops and skips, grabs his bags and packs his grips, falling into frantic fits, each one quits. Sharks hate worry, scurry, hurry, but their tails make quite a flurry, till the swish makes cuttlefish scuttle off like other fish. Part 2. Cock the Roach was named the Victor Great and Grand, King of Field and Forest, Lord of all the land. Ginger Whiskers' ruled life was at its worst. Birds and beasts were fooled. May his name be cursed. He struts and rubs his yellow tummy as he orders every mummy, bring your little ones to me, I shall take them with my tea, or I'll eat them up at supper. Oh, those wretched beasts, how they howl and growl. They declare in every lair that the glutton and his feasts are unfair and foul. Why, It breaks a mother's heart with her little one to part, chubby jumbo, baby hare, or a cuddly teddy bear. The rogue, the scoundrel, oh, how cruel, to use our babes to make his gruel. How they weep, no words can tell. Mummies bid their babes farewell. Then one morning, through the dew, hopped and skipped a kangaroo. When he saw great Cock the Roach, loud he shouted with reproach, "Goodness, do you think he's strong? Ha, ha, ha! Think again, for you are wrong. Ha, ha, ha! Cock the Roach, Cock the Roach, he's nothing but a brown cockroach. That's the horrid midget's name. If you obey him, you're to blame. Haven't you got claw and paw, fangs to tear and bite? How could you bow down before such a tiny mite?" But the hippos now felt bad, so they whispered, "Are you mad? Go away, don't make a fuss, you will make things worse for us." Suddenly a wee bird flew from the woods dark green and blue, flitting fast as any arrow, such a perky little sparrow. Cheep, peep, peep, a cheep, a peep, how he nips, oh, what a cheek, for the cockroach in his beak dies without a single squeak. His long ginger whiskers are hidden from view. That giant, the tyrant, has now got his due. Oh, how happy, Daft and Daffy, act those creatures now they've heard. They feel great congratulating both themselves and that small bird. Donkeys shout out glory to the sparrow's beak, braying out the story of their narrow squeak. Billy goats with goaties sweep and clean the street. Rams set kettle drums a-rattle, hoot owls toot as if in battle. Crows in towers caw for hours in the belfry, scatty bats dance a-reel and wave their hats. Mummy Jumbo, looking smart, skips a jig with all her heart, till the earth and sky start rumbling, down the very moon comes tumbling, and it sends poor Jumbo stumbling. What a fuss the beasts are making! From the lake the moon they're raking. They must nail it up on high in its place to light the sky.